Hi, this is Gerardo, and it's Saturday. I've spent a good part of the week combing through different books, and there are three books in particular that I'd like to introduce you to if you don't know them, books that have got me thinking a lot about the relationship between religion, race, ethnicity, and the state. The first one is a book that was sent to me just a month ago called Terror in the Land of the Holy Spirit by Virginia Gerard Burnett. This book is amazing. It's about Guatemala under the rule of General Efrain Rios Montt in 1982 and 1983. And you would think that a book that deals with such a specific time frame in a specific country might be limited in scope. But actually, this book is an intriguing investigation of ethnic cleansing, the use of religion, the orientation between the Roman Catholics of the area, Marxism, and the fight against socialism at the time, plus a severe military repression on the part of a man who became a Pentecostal Christian, especially against the indigenous Mayans. Now, this book is one that I've been learning a lot about because it's put me in a greater scope of understanding history and political forces in the determination of different regions, as well as religion's place in it. It is a spectacular read with so many different kinds of details of things that I didn't know, but the insights truly sparkle. A book that's a little bit older is called The Nazi Persecution of the Churches, 1933 to 1945, by J.S. Conway. This particular book is published by Basic Books and is from 1968. But what it does is it gives a very full understanding of how Nazi Germany was involved in attempting to suppress the work of the church and the way in which the churches were at times complicit with the Nazi regime and at other times fighting against it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, one of the reasons I picked up the book, shows up in this particular text, but it is not at all oriented around Bonhoeffer. It is a very full understanding of how Nazi Germany was involved with the religious institutions of the day and how they carried out their own repressive tactics in relation to the religious institutions of the time. It's a very interesting and very good reading for me. Tells me some things I sort of know, but a whole lot more that I did not. The last one is another older book called The Problem of Slavery in the Age of Revolution, 1770 to 1823. This is by a very well-noted historian of slavery, David Bryan Davis, and this particular book was written, published in 1975, and gives a marvelous background for understanding anti-slavery and abolitionist movements in the U.S., the U.K., France, and a few other countries in that period of time. So here we're talking about just before the Declaration of the Independence up into the early decades of the New Republic. And this book has given me a much broader appreciation for the economic and political atmosphere for how slavery was problematic and yet was still being supported in these different arenas. So what you have in this particular book is a very nuanced, thick description of how slavery was enmeshed in the economic climate of these different nation states, but yet there were, even within those governments, elements that fought against slavery from the very beginning and were attempting to work through the channels of power to ameliorate that situation and to deliver their countries from this particular scourge. Between these three books, Terror in the Land of the Holy Spirit, The Nazi Persecution of the Churches, and The Problem of Slavery in the Age of Revolution, I've been gaining such a great appreciation for the mechanisms of the state, how religion operates within that, and how race and ethnicity are always an issue within our world. I'm learning a lot. I recommend these three books to you, and hope you're having a great day.